So what do you do when you feel like doing absolutely nothing? Everything feels heavy, and you know what I'm talking about. You're in a funk. How do you get yourself out? Stay tuned. Let's go.
Are you ready to get the clarity, confidence, and strategies you need to design your best life? I'm Richard Hazlett.
And I'm Natasha Hazlett. If you're ready to experience abundance in all areas of your life, then you're in the right place. Each week on this podcast, we're going to share with you the tools we've used to help thousands of people find their purpose and live their life by design.
So if you're ready to start the journey, head over to designyourbestlife.com and download your clarity roadmap when this episode is over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Design Your Best Life podcast. I'm Richard Hazlett. This is episode 19. Natasha, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about what happens when you get into a funk. And I really started thinking about this because I was just talking to a friend and we talked about how natural this is, that even people that have a personal development training company can still get into a funk. And there are just seasons where things can start to feel really heavy and could be things that are happening in your personal life, could be something that's happening in your professional life, could be something that's happening on the world stage that's caused you to feel this heaviness. And I think that a lot of people might be under the impression that, well, I should know better, right? I have studied personal development. Like, I should never be in a funk. And we know that that's just not the case, that everyone feels like they're in a funk every now and again. And so I was just super curious, what do you do when you get in a funk? Or maybe you say, or maybe you never get into a funk. But what is your best advice for our listeners on what can they do when they get in a funk?
I think the preferred term around here is malaise.
Or feeling Magoo.
Yeah. It's obviously, for me, one of the things when you get off track, one of the most kind of grounding things to do is to use your favorite thing, disciplines, small disciplines that you can implement. And, you know, starting off small, like getting back into, for me, like making sure I listen to a certain amount of audios a day, doing push-ups. You know, I was doing the Wim Hof breathing and cold showers. And I kind of, last year was kind of crazy. We had, you know, one of my friends from college passed away, and then my dad passed away 2 weeks later. And I totally kind of got out of my regular routine. And it took a while to start to get back into some sort of a regular routine. And that was a great way of being able to just, even if it's just a couple of things, three or four things that you just make sure you always do, so you can kind of check those off and get the momentum going again. Because even when you start small, like I've talked about before, like when you start small and you start redeveloping that habit or that muscle, you get to start building your confidence back, get your momentum back, and then it grows and you get back into the groove. Because if you find yourself in a position where you're just feeling like you're uninspired and you don't want to take the actions necessary, you've got to, by having those small, simple daily habits that you can lean on.
RSAs, ridiculously small actions.
You can lean on those to get the ball rolling, especially if you find yourself in a position where you're just completely not feeling inspired to do something.
You're totally not motivated. You're just, yeah, you're in a funk.
You know, there's lots of things that can kind of knock us off course, like you mentioned. So it's just by being able to go back to that, you know, whatever your kind of plan of routines that you have. Like the other day you asked me why I was listening to something in the morning, and the reality was, you know, like normally I'm not listening to like some sort of personal development while I'm like getting ready in the bathroom in the shower. But actually the reality is that used to be my routine. Like for years, I used to do that every morning. And so that was one of the things I just was like, you know what, I'm going to fire up my day, starting like that.
Well, it was awesome because I was still in bed at that time and I was like, oh, I love starting my day off with a little Jim Rohn. And here's something that you should not do. Are you ready? So we're talking about things that you should do to get out of a funk. Here's what you should not do. Beat yourself up and judge yourself about the fact that you are in said funk or malaise, because that's just going to send you in a downward spiral, starting to feel like you're judging yourself for being wrong because you should know better. Like, don't should all over yourself. I should be doing better. I've invested however much money in personal development. I shouldn't be in this funk. It's just completely counterproductive. And so I recently found myself in the same place, feeling down. And it was due to the fact that I recently had surgery. And as a part of the recovery, I basically had to hang out in our dark bedroom. I couldn't be on social media. I couldn't be on camera. I wasn't hosting my coaching calls, all the things that I usually do that like really fills me up. And so I found myself within the first few days of being in a real funk. Like everything just felt heavy. And it was because I was so kicked so far out of my routine, which involves so many high vibe activities. And so I was actually on Team RSA, Ridiculously Small Action Steps. By the way, this is kind of taking it back to one of our episodes. I don't remember which one it is, but it was Team RSA, Ridiculously Small Action Steps, or Team TAN, Take Action Now. But I recently did a training in the Unstoppable Influence Academy. Our theme of the month was good vibrations. And I started talking about high vibrational activities and how can we stay high vibe when we start to feel in a low vibrational state. And so I started taking ridiculously small action steps. Like one thing was eating high vibrational foods, like a salad with fresh from the farm greens, tomatoes, like all the things that we had just gotten from the farmer's market, like feeding your body with great food, drinking tons of water. So getting your eating back on track where you're not. One of the things that most people do when they're feeling bad is they go and eat what? They go eat comfort foods. Well, what are comfort foods? Well, they're like heavy, right? They're
processed
heavy,
junk.
Processed junk. And what does that do? That actually lowers your vibrational state. It makes you feel even worse. So by looking at your nutrition, the one thing that I could do while sitting in my dark room in recovery is listening to high vibe things. And so I was listening to a friend of ours, Myron Golden. I was listening to some of his Bible Success Secrets trainings. And it made me feel so good. I could just start to feel the weight and the funk starting to release.
And then you worked your way out into the kitchen and decided, since you couldn't be on your computer, that you would make some homemade dinners.
That's right.
So I was the beneficiary of chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
And a few other things that, speaking of comfort food, that we weren't supposed to be eating.
That was something that brought me joy, was cooking, and that was super fun to be able. So that was like the one bad thing that I cooked. Way to call me out on that one.
Yeah, you did make everything else was technically.
It was keto
legitimate.
It was keto friendly. All the rest of the stuff was keto friendly.
So this is kind of your first getting back in the saddle work activity here right now. So as we're doing this podcast, so great job.
Thanks. Yeah, it feels good because this is a high vibe activity to be able to, first of all, to be here with you, to kind of be back in the saddle right now. It feels great. And it's just a small action step. So it feels good. You just got to start small. You got to start somewhere. You got to know what are the things that are going to help lift you out of this.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, like, momentum is a huge, like, so for you, obviously with having a surgery, you're just completely like knocked out off of your regular routine. But even when it's not something like a surgery, even something like having a huge event occur that's a positive thing. Like we've had instances where we've had a huge buildup in our business with building up towards an event or something and a big promotion, and we do really, really well. And then afterwards, it's kind of like you come back down, you're on this tremendous high. And in order to be able to make sure you don't just stay in that low, you've got to be working on setting some goals for what the next things that you want to work towards, and in taking those actions. Cause the sooner you get back into the regular routine, cause it's, you know, it is interesting that our business has a couple of periods of the year where we really are a lot higher months, you know, a couple of times a year than other months. And so we get in those kind of like euphoric stages, and then it comes down. So you have to be able to learn to plan for how are you going to respond when you get done with that. It's like one of the things I've heard discussed is like people that have been in the, like the Olympics or some big thing like that, where they work and they train and they're like spending all their focused energy to get to that one moment when they win the gold. And then if they don't have a plan of like, what's their next, if they're not going to keep doing sports, you know, you've got to be able to have some structure of what you're going to work on next. Otherwise you can just find yourself
in a funk, you know, and it's interesting that we're bringing this up, because we're coming up pretty in the next couple of weeks. We're coming up to my 9-year anniversary of quitting my full-time law practice job. And I remember so clearly, like, that was just something that I wanted to be in business full time. I wanted to be an entrepreneur full time. I wanted to work with you full time. And so on August 1st, 2012, that dream came true. And, you know, I was on a high and everyone was celebrating me because this was such a big thing, you know, in our industry. That's what so many people want to do. They want to be able to, you know, retire from their job to do, you know, live life and work on their own terms. And after the newness and the novelty of all that kind of went away, I remember very distinctly a good couple of months where I was like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing now? Like, what do I do?
What do you mean? There's actually a daily grind in this dream lifestyle.
Yeah. And it was just, not knowing what to do. Cause that was such a big goal, and I didn't know how to process it once I had achieved the big goal. I mean, I think even Tony Robbins talks about that feeling of almost like a
what next?
Depression or whatever, about, you know, once you hit this big goal, it's this kind of come down, and you have to have a plan in place. You know, it's great to unwind. And sometimes the unwinding can seep into just total lack of momentum. And I know I've definitely been guilty of that in the past, and started to make a plan to get myself out of that by coming up with small things, small routines that I can do, and putting things on the calendar and announcing them so that I have to do them. And I think, you know, scheduling appointments, like if you've got a coach, get on your coach's calendar. If you have been wanting to launch a product or host an event or whatever, get the date on the books. Like, you've got to start to force yourself to make those steps forward so that you can start making progress. And it's amazing how quickly it comes back. Like, once you start taking the little actions, how quickly it all comes back and you're in the grind and you're in the flow again. I wouldn't say the grind.
Not the grind, but the
grind
flow.
Sounds bad. The flow.
Absolutely. And like, as we're talking about this, I'm starting to think about some of the things that I've done in the past that I have not been doing, like studying foreign languages some period of time. Like, I bought the Rosetta Stone like membership for the online, because you had given me that as a gift for French several years ago. And I did that for a while, and I was making some good progress on it. And I just got out of the routine of doing that. So like, that's one of the things that I want to like re-implement. And then, you know, exercise is something I've started picking back up. I used to just exercise and run and do things all the time. And that's something I totally got out of the habit of doing. So I'm now gotten in the habit of riding my bike every night and kind of getting into
Does it really count, Rich? Really, Rich has a electric bike, this really fancy bike. And I'm like, that sounds really great, Rich, except for all need to know that it also is electric. So it's kind of like, electric scooter.
It's kind of I get to cheat on hills if I want to, or I can cut it down. I make sure I get a workout too. So I can go down to, there's different levels. So I can go like almost completely normal pedaling or almost fully automatic, or I can just hit the throttle and just roll. But what happens is, if I'm feeling, it's really actually kind of a great in between before I start running again, because I can lure myself out there to exercise by just saying, oh, well, I can just do a little bit. And then the rest of the time I don't have to. And so the best strategy I found is like make myself pedal for the first like 5 minutes, you know, like where I'm not cheating on the, with having the throttle and stuff, but it's just fun to be able to go around.
You like how I outed you on that? That was just pure. That was just a little tit for tat based on the chicken and dumpling situation.
Ridiculous.
So I hope this has helped y'all to get some ideas flowing in getting yourself out of a funk. And I'll give a few rapid fire things that I would say people could do, and maybe Rich, you want to give a few rapid fire things? Well, you've already given some.
Listen to a podcast.
Listen to a podcast. That's a high vibe podcast. Have a conversation with a high vibe friend. Go and take a walk outside or a jog. Go ground yourself. Like, go walk barefoot in the grass. Take an Epsom salt bath. That's really great. Or a great hot shower, long hot shower. Listen to high vibe music. In the academy, I gave everyone access to my high vibe playlist so that they could have a set of go-to tunes.
Work on a to-do list. That's something you are pretty good about.
Oh, yeah. Love.
Knocking out the to-do list items.
That's right. Decluttering can be a great, satisfying, whether it's decluttering a drawer, just like one thing, can feel super awesome. Eating high vibe foods, like natural, non-processed, not heavy, no, chemicals and all that stuff. Those are just some rapid fire ways to help you to get out of a funk.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that million-dollar day strategy that I think I've talked about before, but like that's something that definitely, if you've got something that is weighing on you, like your environment around your house, like a lot of like things that have not been done. That was something Mark Hoverson wrote that book, The Million Dollar Day, about. If someone paid you $1 million to get all the things done that were hanging over your head, like in one day, could you do it? It challenges you to start at like 6 a.m. and just knock out everything. And then by the end of the day, you feel awesome.
Yep. Oh, that's good. Well, we hope you're not in a funk, but if you are in a funk, I hope that this episode has served you well.
Yeah, this is great stuff. Thanks everybody for listening.
See you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Design Your Best Life. If you're not subscribed already, be sure to do that right now. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you could do us a quick favor and rate and review our podcast. This lets the platform know that we're doing something right and people love our content. It would be a huge help and we would be so grateful. Be sure to head over to designyourbestlife.com and pick up the Clarity Roadmap. The Clarity Roadmap will help you get the clarity and confidence you need to take the next step to designing your best life. We look forward to you joining us next time on Design Your Best Life.